Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and at Kirichai Prime, and I am delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, how are you, Kirichai?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm alhamdulillah well, just a bit cold this morning.
It is cold, well, alhamdulillah, I can say winter has arrived. It's cold, it's windy. It was raining, but alhamdulillah, you can see winter has finally arrived. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We're going to commence with a health segment. And remember last week we had Sister Zaida Muhammad, and she was telling us about the ill effects of sugar. So we're going to continue with that interview. And also thereafter, we're going to go on to our recipe segment. So a slight adjustment in today's program. After Zaida's interview, we're going to go on to the recipe segment, and we're going to share with you three lovely recipes. It's an Amli sweets, sweet and sour boar and figs recipe, and syrup lemons recipe. We were supposed to do those recipes last week's program, but due to the Corn Court ruling of President Zuma, we have to take a break and we couldn't complete the whole program. But nevertheless, today we're back with a full program for you this week. So apologies for last week's program. Now, like I said, we're going to do the recipes, and then after the recipes, we're actually going to be having an open line discussion for any of your cooking questions and concerns. Inshallah, Aunt Greta will try and assist you with all your cooking questions and concerns. That's when our lines will be open, and I will give you the tell you when our lines will be open for that cooking questions and concerns. So let's welcome Sister Zaida to the airways of Radio Islam once again. Assalamu alaikum, Zaida, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam, alhamdulillah, yourself?
Alhamdulillah, Zaida, what's the weather like in Komachipur this morning?
Well, we're also in line with the cold, as everyone is around the country. But not as cold as you, I'm sure.
No, it's quite cold out here in Joburg, Glenasia. It's an icy wind blowing, yes. But alhamdulillah, I'm quite happy winter is finally here.
Okay, alhamdulillah. It also gives us opportunity to try the soups and the other nice recipes for the cold days.
Inshallah. Zaida, with regards to our interview last week, we were actually talking about sugar. Now, you even mentioned, you know, that you actually given up sugar. So why have you given up sugar, and what sugar do you personally use?
Okay, when it comes to why I gave up sugar, look, everybody knows sugar is bad, right? But we don't give it up until something happens in your life or some reason. And in my case, it was when my firstborn had severe colic, then we gave her the brown sugar water, which many people say it does help to wash out the colic. But we used to find that at night she used to cry and scream even more. And later on, we used to give her this baby biscuit. And I noticed every time she used to eat these baby biscuits, then at night she would be screaming again. So I just figured, you know, for her sugar is a no-no. And it's now almost 13 years we cut it out.
Alhamdulillah, 13 years, eh?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. So Zaida, what are some of the problems caused by sugar?
Omar, if you ask me what sugar do I use?
Yes, yes.
Raw honey is the first preference of intention of Shifa, and I do use limited amounts of xylitol and gore sugar in the powdered form in some baking, but now this is all added sugar. We get naturally occurring sugar from fruit and vegetables. And also, according to the American Heart Association, the maximum amount of added sugars a person, an adult should eat in a day for a man, they say, 37.5 grams or 9 teaspoons, and for a woman, 25 grams or 6 teaspoons. And others say only 25 grams per person per day. So if we put this into perspective, one can of Coke contains 140 calories from sugar, so it's about almost 90 spoons of sugar there. Mm-hmm. If we look how much cool drink, juices, sweets, etc. we are giving our kids, we must know that this is out of hand. And if you're diabetic, you're even told not to have sugar. Mm-hmm. If you are healthy, lean, and an active adult, then these seem like reasonable amounts for a person to have. You also burn off these in small amounts without causing you much harm. But it's important to know that there's no need for added sugar in the diet. They don't serve you any purpose, any normal functions of a human being. And the less sugar you eat, the healthier you will be.
Absolutely, yes. Now, what are some of the problems caused by sugar?
every disease you suffer would stem from inflammation. So we first need to sort out inflammation in the body. So firstly, we stop sugar as sugar causes inflammation in the body. It also feeds candida, it links to ADD, ADHD, promotes wrinkling, aging of the skin, makes your blood acidic, it can lead to osteoporosis, tooth decay, it raises your blood sugar level, it contributes to obesity, it's addictive, it can create the urge to binge, provides empty calories with no nutritional value, it contributes to diabetes, robs your body of minerals and energy, gives you low blood sugar levels, heart problems, cancer, ulcers, gallstones, adrenal fatigue, gout, it suppresses the immune system. It contributes to arthritis, eczema, and also many people ask about PCOS and shingles. Just give up the sugar and see how much better you feel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. Now, Zaida, how hard is it to go sugar-free?
It all depends if a person really wants to stop eating sugar or cutting it out slowly. If you look at what we eat daily, our social functions rotate on these high sugar foods. Our Friday lunch must have a sweet dish, and I do see a very difficult time to cut it out as your body becomes so deficient in chromium, which actually gets wiped out in sugar processing. So you begin craving the sugar your body was accustomed to, but there are ways to overcome this. And I also find it very odd when there's a cake sale collecting funds for cancer as sugar feeds for cancer.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with you there, Zaida. Now, we have many people who are on depression treatments. Now, is there a link to sugar in such cases?
You know, there's a very interesting book. It's a classic book called Sugar Blues, authored by William Duffy, which is easily one of the most deeply profound and powerful health books ever written, and tramps over the most health books ever written today. And yeah, some magnificent quotes from it. Through the centuries, troubled souls have been barbecued for bewitchment, exercised for possession, locked up for insanity, psychiatrized for psychosis, lobotomized for schizophrenia. How many patients would have listened if a local healer had told them that the only thing ailing them was sugar blues? Nobody should ever be allowed to begin what is called psychiatric treatment, any place, anywhere, unless and until they have had a glucose tolerance test to discover if they can handle sugar. So-called preventative medicine goes further and suggests that since we only think we can handle sugar because we initially have strong adrenals, why wait until they give us signs and signals that they worn out? Take the load off now by eliminating sugar in all forms and guises, starting with that cookie you have in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Now, we so easily and readily eat sugar, not realizing what we're doing to ourselves. So it's not just affects us physically, but it is affecting us mentally too. Tell us more on that, Zaida.
Very true. You know, William Duffy, he goes on to say that today, pioneers of orthomolecular psychiatry, such as Dr. Abraham Hoffer, Dr. Alan Cott, Dr. Linus Pauling, have confirmed mental illness is a myth, and emotional disturbances can be merely the first symptom of the obvious inability of the human system to handle the stress of sugar dependency. And most health problems that we are paying absurd amounts of money trying to treat with different therapies and drugs can be completely reversed and avoided just by minimizing or quitting sugar. If you're diabetic, quit sugar. Arthritic, quit sugar. Body pains, hyperactive, cancer, stroke, high blood pressure, shingles, skin problems, thyroid problems, quit sugar. If you don't get well, at least you will feel far better than what you are right now.
Mm-hmm. Then again, how can sugar addiction be overcome, or how can we begin reducing sugar?
For some people, going cold turkey may just work. For others, I suggest going gradual in reducing
mm-hmm.
your sugar.
And then can you give us some tips to aid us in reducing sugar?
First, we stop bringing in the comfort foods, even the snacks like crisps. Ever seen the sweetness listed on the ingredients of chips? If you're tempted to grab something that attracts you at the grocery store when you're shopping, walk away or turn your back at the cashier, because this is where you will find all those sweet poisons. Don't keep your weakness foods at home. If it's not there, you will be forced to reach for the nuts in your freezer or some fresh fruit. You need to make changes to your diet. By cutting out on sugar, bring in raw honey. Try it with your herbal tea or your black organic coffee. Go with a protein breakfast or leftover foods. Starting your day with tea and toast is just not a good idea. We need to bring in more healthy fats. Eating fermented foods like kimchi is an aid to stop sugar craves. Eat dark chocolate that is dairy-free and have honey. There's plenty sugar in normal chocolates. The first ingredient listed is always the most in the item. So read all ingredients before you purchase anything.
Okay.
And also supplementing with vitamins and minerals. These are a few tips to aid you to quit and reduce sugar.
Okay. There is a question here. This one says, I have heard that xylitol is made with corn. Is this true?
Xylitol is made from genetically modified corn, one source. And the other source, you can get it from birch wood. So if you, it's a tree, it's a birch wood tree. If you want to get the organic one, you've got to look out for the birch wood one. Do not get the GMO one.
Okay. Another question, Zaida. Is fresh, pure sugarcane juice also harmful?
At the end of the day, all sugars work in the same line.
Mm.
So it does raise your blood sugar levels. Besides, like stevia, I said, as well as xylitol, it cannot spike up your blood sugar levels as much as the other sugars.
Okay. And Zara, your parting advice for the listeners?
We shouldn't despair that, you know, we are eating so much of sugars, because once you start reducing the sugar, you will see the results, like weight loss, more energy, eating less, not craving so much, better health and concentration. You'll feel more relaxed and you won't be so hyper. This is for the kids especially. And sugar also weakens the immune system, so cutting it out does do you plenty of good. Sugar is sweetly poisoning us, so very sweetly reduce it and bring in raw honey, but also in moderation.
Mm. Sara Jazakala, for a very informative interview, and we've actually learned so much, so I think we all need to start cutting down on our sugar as well. Just a quick question, Zaira. For diabetics, what should they actually have in their tea? I know just maybe plain and simple tea, you're going to tell me that, but do they need to perhaps maybe add like a Canderel or Xylitol? Which would be actually better?
Actually, when it comes to the Canderel, these are even more harmful than the normal sugar. So we should even abstain from all these little stuff that, what they call them, sugar-free kind of things.
Yes.
For a Xylitol, I know there's a honey. I once had this honey. It's called Boho honey, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm giving you a wrong name, if I get the correct name, I'll tell you what honey it is. But there is one of the honeys for diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not a very sweet honey. But I'm not too sure if it's local, but I'll let you know when I get the correct name, inshallah.
Oh, okay. Sara Jazakala, once again, for this very informative program, inshallah, we will chat to you at the end of the month again.
Inshallah.
Jazakala, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, it was Sister Zaida Muhammad from Kamachipur. She's also the author of many recipe books, and she's also a health researcher and also part of a nutrition course that she actually did, and Jazakallah for that, Zaida, and really informative program,
yes,
and the about sugar. And I think, you know, every little thing, whether we snack or something, it has to have sugar, and it has so much of sugar in there.
Definitely.
I mean, a can of Coke, a can of Pepsi. I must tell myself that I like all the sweet things. Yes. Okay, let's go for a short break, then we're going to go on to the recipe segment. So if I'm going to get all your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely recipes, we're sharing with you Amli sweets recipe, sweet and sour boar and figs recipe, and a syrup lemon recipe. So get your pen and paper to jot down these lovely recipes. Stay tuned. Warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Well, let's now go on to the recipe segment of the program. A slight change in today's program. And after the recipes, you're going to be doing opening the lines and then taking all your cooking questions and concerns. But for now, let's share with you three lovely recipes. You're going to be commence with the syrup lemons recipe, then followed by the Amli sweet recipe, and then ending off with the sweet and sour boar and figs recipe. So, Aunt Kreja, let's begin with the syrup lemons recipe.
Okay, for the syrup lemon recipe, you need 6 to 8 thin skin lemons, must be the thin skin, 1/4 cup of coarse salt, and 3/4 cup of vinegar. You slice your lemons thinly and add salt and vinegar and leave it for about 3 to 4 hours. Then you drain and you dry them. It mustn't be too dry. Then you make a thick syrup with 2 cups of sugar, 1.5 cups of water, a pinch of cream of tartar, and red food coloring. When your syrup is done, you remove from stove and let it be lukewarm, and add your lemons. Mix nicely and bottle it.
Easy, very simple.
Very easy.
And tasty as well.
Oh, it's very nice. It's a sweet, sour taste, so it's really like...
Okay, so for the syrup lemon recipe, it's 6 to 8 thin skin lemons, must be thin skin, 1/4 cup coarse salt, and 3/4 cup vinegar. Do you use white vinegar for this?
Yes, white vinegar for
this. Okay. You slice lemons thinly and add salt and vinegar and leave for 3 to 4 hours.
Yes.
Then you drain and you dry them. It mustn't be too dry.
No, no. You leave it in the sun. If it's a nice hot day, leave it in the sun for a few hours. It does dry quickly.
Okay.
And then you make your syrup.
Then you make a thick syrup with 2 cups of sugar, 1.5 cups of water, a pinch of cream of tartar, and red food coloring. When syrup is done, remove from stove and let it be lukewarm and add your lemons, mix nicely and bottle it. And so quite an easy recipe.
It is.
Why do you have to put cream of tartar in the syrup?
So it stays, it doesn't go off quickly.
It's like a preservative.
It's like a preservative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Also, listeners, the recipes are on our website. You can go on to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. The next recipe is Amli Sweet Recipe.
Okay, this is also a very simple recipe. It's 1 packet red amli, 1 packet black amli. In a pot, you melt together 1 cup golden syrup, 1 cup brown sugar. You stir it on low until it dissolves slightly. Then you add in your broken up amli. Cook on low, stirring now and then until all sugar is dissolved. Then you add 1 teaspoon of red chili powder.
So easy.
And it's so simple.
Easy and tasty and simple.
And it is nice because of the golden syrup and the sugar.
Okay. So it's an amli sweet recipe. You will require 1 packet red amli and 1 packet black amli. Now you get the amli without the seeds itself.
Yes. You get it at Shama's, and which is really very nice.
Yes.
And it's nice and soft.
Mm-hmm.
So it works very well for this.
Okay, so it's 1 packet red amli and 1 packet black amli. Now in a pot you melt together 1 cup golden syrup and 1 cup brown sugar. You stir on a low heat until dissolved slightly. Then add in broken up amli. Cook on low, stirring now and then until all sugar is dissolved. And add 1 teaspoon of red chili powder.
Very simple.
Okay. And then the last recipe, sweet and sour boar and figs recipe.
Mm. Okay, for this sweet and sour boar and figs recipe, you mix 1 cup each of sugar, water, and apple cider vinegar. A pinch of hing powder, 1 tablespoon of Kashmiri chili powder, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1 star anise. You heat and you mix until sugar dissolves. Then you add 250 grams of boar and 250 grams of figs that have been soaked overnight in cold water, washed and drained. You boil for 10 minutes on medium to high heat and then you simmer on low heat for about 10 minutes. Then you fry 1 teaspoon of mustard seed, curry leaves and dry chilies in 1 tablespoon of oil. Pour over the cooked boar and fig mixture. Once it's cool, you place in glass jars and you store in fridge.
Mm-hmm.
This is also very tasty.
Tasty, yes. So the sweet and sour boar and figs recipe, we repeat it again. You mix 1 cup each of brown sugar, water and apple cider vinegar, 1 pinch of hing, 1 tablespoon of Kashmiri chili powder, and 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1 star anise. Heat and mix until sugar dissolve. Add 250 grams boar, 250 grams figs that have been soaked overnight in cold water, washed and drained. Then you boil for 10 minutes on medium heat, on medium to high heat, and then simmer on the lowest heat for 10 minutes. Fry 1 teaspoon of mustard seed, curry leaves, and dry chilies in 1 tablespoon of oil. pour overcooked bone and feet mixture once cool, place in glass jars and store in the fridge. So, Adigrita, why do you put hing? Also to preserve it?
Yes, it's also a preservative. And it just stays nice and longer.
Okay. And then the Kashmiri chili powder.
Okay.
What's the difference between what actually is Kashmiri chili powder?
Well, it's something similar to our normal red chili powder.
Is it more stronger?
I think it is a bit more stronger than the normal chili powder.
Okay.
So you can use your own discretion, whatever you want to.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's go for a break. Thereafter, our lines will be open for any of your cooking questions and concerns. We have an open line discussion today. And you can call in on 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. We're also on Twitter at Amara Radio Islam. Also on Instagram at Amara_Mullah. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, our lines are open for any of your cooking questions and concerns. 011-854-1548 is to come live on air. Then you can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Auntie Kareecha, we've got a message coming through. The sister says, what can I make with sweet potatoes?
They make, normally you can make a sweet potato lagan or else map about it. They normally cook it as a sweet also.
Mm-hmm.
You just steam your sweet potato, and then you put a piece of taj in there. And once it's steamed, you add your sugar and your zafran in it, and you make it like a syrup. And you serve it with nestle cream. It's really, really very tasty.
You even make sweet potato chips.
Yes, you can even make sweet potato chips. You can use it in steamed vegetable also.
Mm-hmm.
You can do lots of things with sweet potato.
Okay. Then another question is, my rotis come out hard and dry. Why?
Probably you're not using the right measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Because you must remember, we make rotis, and for every, if you're taking 2 cups of flour, you have to use 1 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of ghee, and a pinch of salt. That's like a normal exact recipe that you get. I see nowadays lots of people are using the klum rotis.
Yes, I've seen so many of the recipe groups have got different ways of making roti,
yes,
and they're adding hot milk to it. So I think you can try any recipe you want, as long as you're comfortable. You must see whichever roti, the recipe you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. But our normal basic recipe is, I think, the best. You just have to stick to that and it.
And your water must be hot.
Your water must be boiling hot.
Mm-hmm. Another question came through. It says, my samosa mince has a funny taste. What am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm. You're not braising your mince properly. Again, when you put your meat in the pot, you must put it with a little bit of ghee and oil and cook the meat first, plain, nothing else in it. And then once the water all burns out, then you add your masalas and your onion and all of it. That water of the chicken mince has to burn out totally, because that's the thing that gives the funny smell.
That's chicken mince or mutton mince or whatever it is.
Yes. Okay. You have to braise that mince properly first. And after that, you put all your masalas and your onions.
Okay, very interesting.
Yes.
Another question, why does my curry taste so bland?
You're not using the proper masalas.
Mm.
The most important is your masalas are very important. You must use a good ginger garlic masala.
This one says, okay, for soft rotis, must use boiling hot water. Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
That's the circle for that system. Okay. Then this one says, what keeps puris soft?
Puris soft, actually, you have to make a nice dough. Your dough has to be a nice dough. You know, I know it's very strange, but people won't believe. This is how I make mine. If I take a cup of flour, I take a tablespoon of butter, half a teaspoon of baking powder,
mm-hmm,
pinch of salt, and half a cup of cold milk.
Mm-hmm.
And you make your dough with this.
Okay.
And you'll see how nice and soft the puris come out.
Yes. Me also, I'm only making your roti, your puri recipe.
Yes. It
comes out
okay,
nice.
There are a lot of people that are using the lukewarm milk and water, but I use cold milk.
Okay. And the creature, Usama says we've got 5 callers. Let's take our first one. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
How do I speak?
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Yeah, but I'm holding on, but nobody's talking.
We can hear you, sister.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you.
I want to request for a Sutta Feni recipe. From the very beginning to the very end. If somebody can maybe even send it to you via email or WhatsApp or whatever.
Okay, sister, do me a favor. If you can call Sister Faiza and ask her to give you Rabia Umar's phone number.
Okay.
She normally makes the mitais, and she'll give you the whole recipe.
Okay.
Jazakallah so much for calling in, sister. Assalamu alaikum. Let's go to our second caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, sister. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I just wanted a, you know, samosa pearl recipe, like the one that you can even freeze. Like when you make the pearl, then you just freeze it and then you can make, you know, filling, you can fill it in.
Okay, sister. You can listen on air, sister. We're going to try and assist you out with that one.
Okay.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Let's go to our third caller.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Auntie Rashid, how are you keeping?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Nice and cool, Auntie Rashida.
Yeah, but nice for popcorn and, you know,
yes. Gee.
Yeah. This thing. Mother, you know what? I wanted to know from... why do I...
Okay, she can try calling us back again. Anyway, let's go to our fourth caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you all?
Alhamdulillah, your question or concern, sister?
I'd like to know how to make the sarbat. You know the red sarbat?
Okay.
The sarbat?
Ji.
I'll listen on A.
Okay, jazakallah, sister. Assalamu alaikum. Let's go to our fifth caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What's your question or concern?
I'd like to give a recipe on the rotis for the previous caller.
Yes, sister, please.
When you start delight, I do a lot of cookies.
Okay.
The recipe is really proven and excellent for rotis. 4 cups flour.
4 cups flour.
4 tablespoons melted ghee.
4 tablespoons melted ghee.
1 teaspoon salt.
1 teaspoon salt.
And boiling water.
Boiling water.
You can put it in a food processor.
Mm-hmm.
And make the dough excellent, excellent.
Okay, sister. Jazakallah so much for sharing that recipe.
Thank
much appreciated.
Right.
Assalamu alaikum. Do we have any more callers, Osama? No. Okay. Auntie Khadija, let's
the samosa pearls.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? It's very simple. There is nothing really. Normal pearls, they're only using the flour, the salt, and the water. Okay, some people put a bit of vinegar inside.
Mm.
But this is a basic dough, which they normally make. And, well, it comes out really very nice.
Cold water, lukewarm water?
Actually, they use cold water.
Okay. Let's, Usama, do we have more callers? Okay, let's take our next call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Apa Rukaya?
Alhamdulillah. And Sister Khadija, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Shukar.
Sister Amara, I'm so happy that you, the recipe you gave just now. But I'd like to know if Sister Khadija can repeat the sweet lemon recipe.
The
and,
sweet and sour.
Amara,
okay.
I wish you all the best in... In all your work, you people are doing, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen.
All, and inshallah, Allah Pak, give you all the best of all in this world and in the next year, in the year after.
Gee, ameen. Jazakallah for all your du'a.
Mara, make du'a for all the sick people. There are so many.
Gee, ameen, ameen, ameen. Gee, ameen. Jazakallah for all your du'as, always, Auntie Rukaya. Inshallah, if we do have time, we're going to repeat that recipe. In the meantime, let's go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, no more callers. Okay, Auntie Rukaya, you were talking about the samosa per. I said you hot water, cold water, lukewarm water.
Cold water, I said.
Yes.
And then you just knead it very, very nicely. And then you carry on with your procedure of the samosa per.
Okay, you make a small ball.
You know, your small ball, and then you put the oil or ghee, whatever you want, on each layer, and a bit of flour, and then you make a big round circle, and you put it on the table or in the oven.
Oven.
Mm. It's entirely up to you what you feel more comfortable with.
Okay, it is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
And then some people like myself also.
I'm also one of them.
We actually give it to other ladies. Actually make them make my samosa myself,
and then give it.
And then the lady actually makes the pot and she pulls it for me.
For you. Okay.
So sugar for that as well.
Okay. Nowadays lots of people are selling pot.
Yes, and that's how they make their living.
Exactly.
Their home industries, that's how they make their living. And they actually earn a living. Some people actually sell samosas, also earn a living with it. So that's their rosy. Okay. Then somebody wanted a sarbat recipe.
Okay, there is a very nice sarbat recipe in the Indian Delight, which come out excellent. I can't remember it offhand, but if the sister does have the Indian Delight, go through it and see. It's definitely a very nice recipe.
Okay. And yes, we were talking about the puris. Yes, okay. You said for your puri recipe again.
Yes.
Okay, we mentioned that as well.
Uh-huh.
Then, the sister actually gave her roti dough recipe.
Yes.
And then, okay. Then, also, what spices make up a blend of garam masala?
Okay, you see, again, there is a recipe to the garam masala.
Okay, yes.
You do get, I know you put a lot of dana, jeera, and I just don't know the proper recipe, but I know there is a whole lot of spices where you put in your garam masala. I myself personally don't like to use garam masala because I just feel it makes the curry a bit dark and it's too strong, the flavor.
Okay. Sure. This one says you can use ghee and oil in your roti dough, Jazakallah.
Yes. I, again, mix my ghee and oil. I mix it and then I add it to your roti. It comes out perfect.
Okay. Then this sister says how, okay, not related to the cooking question, but she says how do I remove black ink from a white kurta, and she can try soaking it up in milk.
Yes. Or even sunlight soap and put it in the sun and then take it off.
Okay. Then this one says, which spring roll pastry is the best to use as some pastry cracks and breaks in the freezer? I agree with the sister.
Yes. Okay. The Chinese one is the best. And again, the size is entirely up to you, whatever size you want to.
Okay. So spring roll pastry is basically the Chinese one.
The Chinese one
is better. Okay, then also this one says, how do I remove the bitterness from buttermelon, from karela?
From karela?
Mm.
You know what, there is nothing. You have to just, when you clean your karela, just rub it with rough salt and you wash it out nicely. And then you just cook it up and you'll see the bitterness actually goes away. It's not so bad.
Okay, then another one is, how do I save a tasteless curry?
Save a tasteless curry. You have to add a bit of salt in that, inshallah, it will come right.
Your added spices.
Yes. You must add, you see, your masalas and your spices are very important.
Okay.
The way you cook with it.
Okay. Then we have a lot of requests here for soup recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, you know, I think Wendy just came in all of a sudden.
Yes.
So we didn't plan anything, you know. But inshallah, we're going to be giving you some lovely soups and Halim recipes soon as well. That you can actually make up in Ramadan.
Yes.
And that also. And we're going to be giving you a whole list of Ramadan
savory. And things
like that as well. Okay, let's go to our messages once again. This one says, this one says, Sister Zaira says, cook karela with lots of onion.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so Jazakallah for that, Sister Zaira. We had her on earlier on. So actually, she said that. And then this one says, how much oil and ghee must you add to 4 cups of flour, please?
4 tablespoons. You mix your ghee and oil together. If you're using 4 cups of flour, you use 4 tablespoons of ghee and oil.
Okay.
And 2 cups of boiling water.
Okay, then again, we're getting requests for Halim and how to prepare roast veggies. How to prepare a roast veggies and a delicious Halim.
Okay.
Okay, then this one says, okay, let's go back to it. Okay. Why does my rice actually go very like soft?
You are boiling your rice for very long.
Just use bimbri rice.
Yes, even you are boiling your rice very long. You must just boil it till it's just sort of there is a kernel in there. And when you, after you boil it, you drain it out nicely in your colander with cold water. And then you oil your pot. You must oil your pot at the bottom. And you add your water and you add your rice in and you steam it and you'll see how nice that rice comes out. And it doesn't even stick to the bottom of the pot because you're oiling your pot at the bottom.
You're oiling your pot all the time.
Yes.
Okay. And how do I get my, if I'm making a crumbed fish, the crumbs actually tend to fall off when I'm frying it. A very common problem.
The thing is that they normally dip the fish in egg, then in flour. No, sorry, ma. First in flour, then in egg, and then in crumbs. Then you won't have a problem. Then the crumbs won't fall off.
Okay. Then this sister says, okay, when I make samosa pap, I actually put a little bit of vinegar in my dough.
Yes.
In fact, the sheets come out very
much nicer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Come out very nicely. And this sister says, whenever I'm making a chocolate cake, and it actually you need to put oil and that in, the cake always flops. Why?
Your measurements must be not right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use a proper measuring cup with a measuring spoon and see that you won't have a problem if you're following the recipe properly.
Okay. And this one says, also, when I'm making mati bhaji with mince, why does it have like a bitter taste?
You see, sometimes when the bhaji is a bit small, then it does become, you know, sometimes you can go to the fruit shop and they have the very small methi bhaji.
This is the Durban one.
The Durban one. And that's the one that's always butter. But normally the big one shouldn't do that. It's, I can't understand how is it. But again, lots of onion. Make a nice bakar with lots of onion and then you add your bhaji and see you won't have that problem with the bitterness.
Okay, and then we've got, the sister also sent a message through. She says, whenever you're liquidizing your tomatoes, add 2 tablespoons of tomato puree in.
Oh, okay.
And your tomatoes will stay longer. In fact, I do it all the time.
All the time, gee.
And it gives it a
It gives a nice color with the tomato puree.
Then this one says, okay, why does my kebabs break?
Again, your mince. You must drain your mince very nicely out.
Mm-hmm.
And you must add, like, you know, a binding agent like an egg or bread. And that will not make your kebabs break.
Okay.
If you're putting egg and bread in it, it can never break.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose you must drain your mince out nicely. And then put this onion, egg, bread in the mixture. And you won't have a problem.
Okay. Here's a very interesting question. If I braise 1 kilo mince, would I get about 10 dozen samosas out of there?
Well, with my estimate, I get about 7 to 8 dozens of samosas. Now, again, depending on how you're filling your samosas. If you're filling very little mince in it, then you can get about 10 dozens. Of samosas. But in the normal, when I put a teaspoon or maybe just a bit more than a teaspoon in the samosa and you get 7 dozens.
Okay, that also I think depends on the size of the samosa.
Yes.
And how much of onions you're putting in there as well.
Again, when you're braising mince, for 1 kilo mince I use 3 nice big size onions.
Okay.
For 1 kilo of mince, 3 big onions.
Okay. Then also, she says, when I'm, do I braise my mince separately?
No. Like I said, when you put your mince, put it in your pot and put a little bit of your ghee and oil, and you braise your mince first properly, and then you add your masalas. You braise it for a little while, then you add your onions. Now, your onions, you can either magic mix them or grate them, or if you want to chop them, it's up to you. Then again, that very important, that stage is you must let all that onion and mince water burn out totally.
Okay. And we've got 2 callers online. Our last 2 callers. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Okay, sister, do you have your radio on?
Yeah.
Can you please switch it off? Okay. Please, when you come on air, always switch your radio off. You get really bad feedback. Okay, sister, you're back online.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Okay, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Shida, you're back on air again.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to know from this thing, why does the petrilla, when I make petrilla, when I fry it, it all opens up. What is the cause of it?
Okay, Ajira Shida, can you listen on air?
Yes.
Okay, Jazakallah for calling in. Good question, Jazakallah. Let's take our last caller. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, no more callers. Okay, good question there.
Okay, you must be doing something wrong because I normally make my petrillas. I put it, I put a little bit of oil in my pot and add the petrilla in there and just fry it first and then you add a bit of water and you cover it with a lid and you steam it and your petrillas will not stick or it won't open up.
Okay. And then also, the other thing I was actually reading in one of the recipe books, when you're making your petrilla paste, you can put some egg white in it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because a lot of ingredients that goes in the petrilla paste.
There is a lot. That mixture alone is, you know, and everybody makes it differently.
Yes.
I put a lot of fruit in my mixture also, like banana, mango. This green sour apple.
And pineapple.
Then I put a potato, tomato, onion.
Yes. Vinegar,
corn. It comes out so
sour milk.
Nice. You can taste
make
the
masala. Yes. Oh, got lots of things
no,
going
you
there.
No, you do get the millimil, the chana flour, the cake flour.
Right. Yes.
All of it. But it really comes out nice.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, just put a bit of oil, fry your potato a little, then you add your water and steam the potato.
Okay.
And it won't stick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've come to the end of a lovely informative program. I really enjoyed it. We had a full bumper-to-bumper program with the sugar, beginning with the harmful effects of sugar with the cider, and our questions and concerns on the cooking segment, and also Jazakallah for those lovely recipes. Inshallah, next week, I've got something in mind for next week as well. That will basically help you all out with your Ramadan savouries, and I don't know if I must let the cat out of the bag.
I think you shouldn't.
Okay, I won't. Okay. So, inshallah, next week, look forward to a lovely program with us again. And Jazakallah Tikricha and recipes on our website. If you don't have access, call Stefaiza 011-854-7022 for all those lovely recipes. So from myself, Amara, and Tikricha Ibrahim,
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.